Well, good afternoon to you. This is Robert Jones filling in for Pastor. He's just away, and pray that you've had a good weekend. He's doing fine, and I know that he mentioned that he'll be away. I think it was last week, and on that prayer time he did last week, boy, it was tremendous. Still chewing on that as well, but hope that you've had a good weekend. Hopefully that you had a tremendous time in the house of the Lord. We sure did. We've enjoyed where we've been, and I'm coming live, I guess if you want to say it that way, from Deming, New Mexico. And I do apologize about the noise in the background. We're here with missionary Stephen Sykes. We've been out here since Wednesday of last week, and he's had a meeting out here. And Pastor Alan Montgomery of New Grace Baptist Church, Randy Hobbs, they're out of the, where else is he? I forget. He's in the, I guess, around the Greensboro area. And then also, let's see, we've had Brother Golf, and he's out of Winston-Salem. He was here. The Butcher family has been here. And there was, trying to make sure that I got everything, Chuck Perkins, Hope for Home Ministries. It was here as well. And we've just had a tremendous time. And I saw three folks saved there on Sunday morning after the Sunday morning service. And then, of course, a lot of missionaries that are here in the Southwest. We're here. A lot of them got help and got some encouragement out of God's word. And so we're grateful to be with you here today. We do rejoice over all that God is doing, and then to be with you today. And we appreciate this opportunity. We'll be with you today on Wednesday and Thursday as well. And then I think, I don't know who's filling in on tomorrow and Friday. I know that Pastor Barton's got that covered, but we count it a true honor to be with you. Not worthy, but grateful for this opportunity to be here and also to be part of Drive Time. And it's just a joy always to be with you. Well, let's get it started here today. And the general operating budget, it's hard to believe we're at the end of September, of Anchor Broadcasting is being sponsored by Vince's Plumbing Incorporated. And thankfulness for 26 years in business, they use Isaiah 41:10. And I appreciate Vince's Plumbing Incorporated. Appreciate businesses that stand with Christian Radio, and just a great way to get your name out there, because their name will be read every hour on the hour and 24 hours, by matter of fact. And so we appreciate Vince's Plumbing for helping us on our general operating budget. The network budget's being sponsored by Rhonda Hogsett, in love and memory of her husband, Virgil. He went home to be with the Lord on September 27th in 2018. They would have been married 47 years, or this would have been their 47th wedding anniversary. And to Miss Rhonda, thank you for standing with us. Salute the memory of your husband, Virgil. We pray that today's been filled with just tremendous memories. And we pray that you have a good day. And thank you for helping us on the network budget. Well, happy birthday goes out to Ava Listenby. Ava's growing up, and appreciate Ava. Hope that she had a great day, and congratulations to you on your special day. Well, we started out at 49 degrees this morning in the mountains of Western North Carolina. That's killing me. I'm telling you, it has been hot in Deming, New Mexico, and hot ain't the word for it. When you ain't used to it, and they all say, well, it's dry heat. Heat's heat. I don't care if it's dry, cold, humid. it's bad. But we do appreciate the temperatures. Fall's in the air. I'm sure that the leaves are starting to change in our area. And we'll talk more about the weather here in just a moment. Well, let's get you home today. Well, traffic's not really all that bad today. 191 is a little slow and generally is going up through the French Broad area, and I believe that is due to I-26. Now, I-26 is slow from, it looks like, from the Blue Ridge Parkway on I-26 westbound all the way back to the airport exit, and it is slow. It's not dark red, so it means that it's moving. There's a couple slower places in that, but generally, I think if you'll hang in there, I think you'll get to where you're going pretty quickly. May just take a little bit longer, but that's sort of typical for I-26, and especially with them doing construction. They have things clogged down and to two lanes, but hey, it's better than taking it down to one lane and you trying to get through there. That's for sure. I will hand it to them that they have really done well with the new I-26 construction, and they have they have finished their, you know, they're going to finish it up, Lord willing. I think it, what is it, next year? I think maybe. But it's, when it's done, I'm starting to see it all come together. It's going to be nice. I'm looking forward to it being done. And I've been really impressed of how they're going to do that new bridge over the parkway. Now, I've questioned how they were going to do all that. Were they going to close the parkway? Were they not? It doesn't look like they're going to do that. It looks like there's a bridge right beside the existing bridge. That's the way it's looking. Could be wrong on that. But I have been intrigued every time I go through there to see what they're doing. But I will say that they're doing a fantastic job. And you say, well, you're not the one sitting in traffic. Well, I've sat in traffic on I-26 a few times, and I understand it's aggravating. But, you know, it's just part of construction. And somebody said the other day, they're always doing construction on I-26. Yeah, I agree with you. Seems that way, doesn't it? Well, on Jeff Bowen Bridge there, it's not too bad. They're going down Patton Avenue, so that's going pretty good. And 25 through Biltmore Forest, Sweden Creek Road, just your typical slowdowns there. Let's go down to the Greenville-Spartanburg area, I-85 northbound. Wow, now that one is a rough one. And just before Highway 29, this is going to be at exit 66 on the northbound side just prior to that. So you're probably looking at about mile marker 65. Let me see if I can get another mile marker, and we'll divide it. How's that? Yeah, about 65 on the northbound side. There's a motor vehicle accident, and you're just sitting in traffic. That's all you're doing on the northbound side. And I'm trying to find the end here. Let me see here. This is exit 51. So what is that? Somebody do the math for me. 6 miles. Is that right? About a 6 mile backup. Ooh-wee. That's a rough one. And growing. Northbound. Yeah, motor vehicle accident. Then there's one on the southbound side here as well. And it's got traffic backed up there on the southbound side there just before you get to Pelham Road. And so, but after Pelham Road, it all clears out on the southbound side. But you folks on the northbound, it's a little bit rough. Charlotte's not too bad. And Atlanta, well, do we dare peek? Atlanta's not bad. Not bad at all. Our forecast, well, this is all subject to change. And we are watching it and to see what's going on and things of that nature. Amen. Well, I appreciate that. And so this is, you know, we are watching Hurricane Ian? How would you pronounce that? Some say it's Ian, Ian. I haven't watched the weather, and I haven't watched the TV at all. We've been pretty busy here in Deming, New Mexico. We just haven't had time. I've just been catching little blurbs here and there about this. I do know that my family and I were scheduled to be out of town next week as a family, and we were going to just get away, and we had some things scheduled. Well, Charleston is canceling things due to the hurricane. I did see some models of some possibilities of some rain in our area, and it all depends on track is really what it all depends. For the coast, they're going to be on the eastbound side of this storm. If it holds the track that they're saying, and it varies. You know, the further down south you go seems to be maybe where it could cross. Most of the models are starting to agree where the track is going to go. There is most of them is starting to let me see if I can get this picture to blow up. It is looking at maybe Tampa and maybe going out to the Atlantic now. And then coming into South Carolina, that's a possibility. Some of the spaghetti models have it coming up through the panhandle of Florida, coming up through Georgia, and then right over the mountains of Western North Carolina. That is some models. They're split 50-50. That's really where it's at. And so in other words, it's going to be somewhere in between. But if it takes the track that they say it's going to take, up here in the mountains, we could see 30-mile-an-hour winds. We could see up to possibilities of 5-plus inches of rain, maybe. That's some of the models. On the coast, they're looking at 8-plus inches of rain on the coast of South Carolina and Georgia. That's the reason why they're canceling things down in the Charleston area and in those areas. So, but if it continues a more northerly direction, its center may not come ashore in the Big Bend or the Panhandle until late Thursday or Friday. And so the hurricane is expected to slow its forward speed as it nears landfall, which could prolong and amplify impacts. That's not a good thing. Really, the quicker these things move, the better. But they're expecting it to intensify to a major hurricane to at least a Category 3 by the time it reaches Cuba. Some have said here in the States, when it comes to the States, it's going to be a pretty strong hurricane. All depends on how much it intensifies. We'll see. And the growth and that it has, and especially if it slows down near the Gulf Coast, it could be formidable for storm surge threats, regardless of any intensity it may lose before landfall. But you can know that the state of Florida, they're probably going to see some, especially around the Tampa area, they could see some peak surges that occur at high time, at high tide, is what they're saying. They're saying up to 15 inches of rain could fall in part of western Florida peninsula throughout the late weekend. Heavy rain is expected and likely to trigger flash flooding, especially in the urban areas and the river flooding in Florida. They're talking about, you know, some pretty substantial rain up the coast. But again, it's all track dependent, every bit of it. If it goes out into the Atlantic, the better it is for us. And even for the coast, because what it'll do is it'll put the stronger part of that storm out in the Atlantic on the east side of that storm. That's really where the strong parts of those storms are. Florida is definitely going to be hit. That's for sure. So I would say, you know, get ready maybe for some heavy rain in our area, maybe some wind, 30-mile-an-hour winds, nothing to laugh at, especially if we've got a lot of saturated ground. We could see some, you know, fallen trees, power outages possible in the mountains, and especially in Georgia and in South Carolina. So we will definitely watch this as this storm progresses, and we'll watch it. And the more as the week goes and the closer we get towards the weekend, the more we will see how it will impact us. But we're definitely going to be impacted one way or the other. And they got a 60% chance of rain for us on Saturday, and cool temperatures, 63 degrees for a high on Saturday. So we'll definitely watch this. I think it deserves to be watched. I think we, you know, not that we're going to have a huge impact, but however, there's going to be a lot of people impacted by this. And with the shortages, you know, I mean, it's going to cause a complication in a lot of things in the days ahead. And they're evacuating people now in the Florida area and tell them to go out. So if they come north, Georgia will definitely see an influx of people, and maybe even South Carolina, and maybe even us could see an influx of some more people in our area over the weekend. And some may just get away as a vacation, take it as a time just to get away. So we'll watch and see. We'll watch and see. Well, I want to say thank you to 4412. It says, God bless Israel, Brother Jones, and Anchor Broadcasting. Appreciate those texts every day. They're very meaningful, by the way, and we sure do appreciate that. But for our forecast for the week, 66 for a high tomorrow. Man, I fly home tomorrow. I'm looking forward to getting home. And 43 on Tuesday night, 63 on Wednesday. Man, I'm going to think I'm going to have a jacket with that kind of temperatures. It has been in the 90s here, and I mean, it's been hot. Well, of course, we're in the desert. 42 degrees on Wednesday night, and then 65 Thursday, 61 on Friday. We'll watch the weekend. That seems like when our impact will be here, and we'll see exactly what goes on. And always, we will keep you informed to the best of our ability of what's happening in and around our area in the coming days. All righty, what else we got going on here today? Well, let me just give you an update of where we've been. We've been in Deming, New Mexico, and let me see. Let me go back to the text line. Well, I appreciate the text. That it's good to hear. Blessing to you, Brother Jones. Well, I appreciate that, and I appreciate God just helping folks, and I'm glad that we're a vessel for that to happen. You know, you just never know in the days that we live just what a kind word will do. You know, our words should be seasoned with salt, and our words should be that of a blessing to somebody. And that's what you should do. You should always try to be a blessing to some, you know, to folks as you go about your day. I pray a lot that, Lord, let my words be seasoned with salt. Doesn't mean that it achieves that. I do strive for it, and I do, and I'd like for that to happen. But you just never know, you know, and I appreciate your prayers for me, but I appreciate God helping folks. And that's really what it's about. And I appreciate how that God does. And you may have the right word. You ever just had somebody just bring you the right word during a time of going through difficulties and difficult things, yeah. And God just sends you, and you ever say, well, God sent you to me at the right time. Well, that's for sure. And God does that time and time again. And, you know, a message that you preach, pastor, that you say, well, you know, it doesn't seem like anybody got anything. Well, you can't sow seed in the wind. I guess would be the right way to say that. And you just got to let God do his work. And we may not see it on this side and may never know it on that side, but still we just watch and just be a vessel, be used in the master's hand and allow him to use us. And so we appreciate the kind words. I do. Thank you very much. Also, I want to say I appreciate others. We got Pakistan with us. Appreciate Akbar. We got Fairview with us. Thank you for stepping in today. Well, it's an honor. It is that. Pastor Barton will be back. I know a lot of y'all tune in every day for him, and he's always got something to say and trying to fill his shoes. And, you know, that's an impossible feat, just to be honest with you. And not that anybody could, but it's a joy to be able to be with you. Let's put it that way. And it's an honor every time we get this opportunity. What else is going on? I was talking about New Mexico, and I was going to bring Brother Sykes on today and let him talk about so many things in the world that's going on. He's got such a vision for America. I thought about doing that today, and he's tied up that he couldn't be with me. But we're out here in Deming, New Mexico, and Deming, New Mexico is it's a unique place, to say the least. Remember Charles Manson? Charles Manson has said that if he could go anywhere, if he ever could get out and could go anywhere in the United States and live, he said, I would pick Deming, New Mexico. And they asked him why. Then he says, well, that's where the devil lives. So can I say this is where I'm at? I'm out here with missionary Stephen Sykes. He's a church planner, and he is out here trying to reach these people and with the gospel. And he is doing a great work. Of course, they've struggled just as much as we have with COVID. It's really struggled. But the population of Deming, New Mexico is roughly about 15,000, you know, probably that. A lot of people come to Deming, New Mexico to get off the grid, would be the right way to say that. And it is a hard area. You're 30 miles from the Mexico border. So, you know, with everything that's going on in our country with the open borders and things of that nature, there's an influx. They're having problems just like everywhere else. El Paso's having issues. Las Cruces is having issues with the immigrants coming across, you know, scaling or coming through the fence or however they're getting over and crossing. But as we go through this community, and it's highly Hispanic here in Deming, New Mexico, most of them speak English. They most of them are bilingual. They can do they can speak Spanish very well, and they can speak English very well. But there is a field here that is wide open. Not many preachers come out here and to reach these people. Matter of fact, Stephen Sykes is going to be starting pastoring two different churches now, which a lot of missionaries do now, just because there's nobody coming to the field. He's got a church that is an hour from here, that is called Baird. Now, if you look it up, you would look up Bayard, B-A-Y-A-R-D, but they pronounce it Baird, New Mexico. And there was a church established that was there, and they closed the church down, found Brother Sykes, and come to him and handed him the key to that church and says, it's yours. And beautiful facility. Craftsmen for Christ has been up here for a week and are going to be up here for another week trying to get this church in Baird done. They've been doing some remodel. They've been trying to freshen up. They put a steeple on it last week. Some church in North Carolina sent out a steeple. So they got a steeple that went on this church, and they've laid down some flooring. They've done some cleaning. They've done some painting. They've done some freshening up and trying to make this facility look good. And I mean, it looks sharp. But he's praying about a family that would come and maybe take this church in Baird. There's three little towns around this community that is about 6,000 souls, I think, is what's in those three towns altogether. And somebody could just really have a pretty good ministry trying to reach these people with the gospel. And you talk about a beautiful place. Baird is. It's just a little bit over a mile. It's about 6,000 feet up in elevation. And there's people that live there. It's got sort of a Western, when you talk about the Old West, that's the kind of history these towns have. It's got that old Western history. Billy the Kid was out here. They said that he lived out in these areas, especially in Deming. And matter of fact, the history is that Deming put out a word to Billy the Kid that if he ever come through Deming, they would kill him. So he'd go around the outskirts of Deming. He wouldn't come through Deming. That's the history anyways. I don't know if that's true or not, but that's the history. That's what they'll tell you out here. And then there's a lot of things out here. It's got Billy the Kid name on it. But it gives you that old Western feeling, you know. And it would be an opportunity for somebody who wouldn't mind door knocking and wouldn't mind going out and trying to reach the lost and to build a church and to establish a new work and to be able to have a church. Really is like 10 years in advance for most missionaries. For a missionary that's going to come out and do a church plant, usually it takes quite a few years before they can ever get their first building. Well, if somebody was to come out and take this work and work under Brother Sykes, you'd have to for a little while. And to take a work like that would be just a golden opportunity. So, that's where I'm at. And we've been out here helping them. They're at the church, and we'll be coming back again in the end of January, 1st of February, do some more work for them technology-wise. But we've been out here doing some work here. They've been laying some flooring in the existing church. Somebody's helped them out tremendously with some finances to do that, and they're trying to spruce up the church they got now and then doing some painting, floor work. We got a group now that I've been helping. I've been trying to help them as much as I can. Carpentry is not my skill. They found that out quickly. Today, let's see, what have I done today? I have dropped my phone in paint. I have stepped in paint. So needless to say, they have spent a lot of time following up after me than they have getting some work done, but we've got some work done and it's been a joy. So we've been here. We'll be flying home tomorrow, but I'd ask that you'd pray for New Mexico, if you don't mind, and ask the Lord to, do a good work and that God would continue to do a good work out here in New Mexico. And need it. Three souls were saved yesterday. I mean, just they come and I don't know if they're first time visitors or not, but just three folks. They just got under Holy Ghost conviction. And Brother Alan Montgomery preached probably one of the greatest messages on John 3:16 that I've ever heard. And just God set in. And then Randy Hobbs preached a great message following that out of 1 Corinthians 15:58. And then three people came after the service. They don't not necessarily come to the aisle or to the altar. They do. But these three just seem to want to be dealt with one-on-one. And they come up and says, hey, can you help me? I don't understand salvation. Most of them don't. And so you have to be very patient with them and take the scriptures with them and then show them the gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and show them how they can be saved. And all three of them, they weren't together. They were all separate. And all three of them got saved at the same time. Isn't that good? Isn't that good? I mean, there's rejoicing in the presence of the angels. And it is just a joy. And I mean that, a joy to see somebody get saved by the grace of God. And it excites me. But we appreciate the opportunity here. And then we're excited about all that's going on. What else is going on? Well, as far as I know, and I'd like to, I think I got a text. Let me see here. I got a text yesterday, and let me go back because I want to make sure I got this right and that I'm not telling anything wrong. Revival is going to continue. They're at Georgetown Baptist Church, and Brian Coates is doing the preaching there. He started it last week, and I guess God's doing a great work there at Georgetown. They're going to go through the 28th. So tonight, tomorrow, and Wednesday night at 7 o'clock, and they'll be having special singing and things of that nature. So that's exciting. And I appreciate God moving over at Georgetown. And if you're in that area, and I want to say it was like a youth revival, if I'm not mistaken. So pray about that meeting at Georgetown. And Brother Elledge, we appreciate you. Appreciate what God's doing at Georgetown here. And we do ask the Lord to bless them and help them in these endeavors, and that God would just move in a powerful way in the days to come. Isn't that exciting? I hope that excites you. It excites me. I don't know. I like it. I like to see God do things and watching God do some great things. And I pray that God helped you in your services and move mightily where you were at there on yesterday. Well, what else is going on? There's a lot going on. Israel. Oh, I'm telling you, there's a lot going on in Israel. And I was watching Pastor last night remotely, and he was talking about Israel and how things are coming together, and that the tribe of Israel is getting everything in order to be able to build that temple over there. There's just so much happening. We've got the war over in the Ukraine carrying on. The dollar, I mean, of course, we're in a recession. If the government acknowledges or not, we're in a bear market. We're definitely in a recession of where we're at. The dollar is surging right now. If you ever wanted to go to the European nations, it's a record, really. If you went to European nations, you would get, let me see if I got this right. It would cost you 96 cents for 1 euro. In other words, you would make money. Missionaries in the European nations are doing well right now. Before, it would be $1, and I think what was the high for the euro? It was $1 for what, $1.20? It would cost you $1.27 for 1 euro. So you'd lose ground. The British pound is at the lowest level, a record low against the dollar. The government over has doubled down on its tax cuts. And I don't know that I've ever seen the British pound as low as it is. It would cost you $1.06 for 1 British pound. What does that mean for us, preacher? Well, when the dollar's weak, it means that, or strong as it is, it means the economy's not doing good. And really, for trading on oil and things of that nature, helps us. And I don't know who wouldn't be welcome to a cheaper gas. But may I say, it's not because of their policies that they put out the reason our gas prices are going down the way they are on the market. Today, it's at $2.38 on the wholesale market. Our gas should be, and I don't know what it is back at home, I know what it is back here in New Mexico, but in North Carolina, really, our fuel should be about $3 a gallon. Now, it's going to take a while to get there. Diesel fuel. You know what, it's been running a dollar more, it should be around $4 a gallon. So with oil down at $76 a barrel, it lost $2.40 a barrel today. The Brent crude's at $83 a barrel. Natural gas, though, is still high. It's just under $7 for a therm. And with that note, if you could buy heating oil at a cheaper price, I would probably highly recommend it. They're expecting heating oil in some areas to be very astronomical. Matter of fact, I was reading somewhere overseas that they are putting people's thermostats, if I'm not mistaken. I don't know how they're gonna monitor those things. But they say if you turn your thermostat over 66 degrees, that they will put you in jail and fine you. Because they're trying to conserve heating oil. Why are they? Well, there's a shortage. As a matter of fact, there's a shortage of diesel fuel. It's not being talked about. But there is a shortage of diesel fuel across the Atlantic, to where they have been, at some time during this summer, they have rationed diesel fuel in some places. So the dollar being down, yeah, there's some good about that. I mean, it's good for me. It's good for the work of God. I'll tell you that. Some of these missionaries are starting to get a pay increase instead of a pay decrease. When you get missionaries in a third world country overseas and the dollar is not as strong, they get a pay decrease because it cost them more for whatever currency they're getting into. So there is some good things about the currency being down, but there's also some bad things for the currency being down. And with it being very strong, it's never been this low against the euro and the British pound. And, you know, it's something that I think we're going to see this as we further go on. The Bitcoins are losing. The stock market dropped. The S&P 500, everything was in the red today and has been in the red for quite some time. So, you know, as Pastor's been saying, and I've heard him time and time again, and me and him have talked about this, that if you can buy some things and put up, highly recommend it. You know, if you can buy an extra can of whatever you eat, if it's pork and beans or pinto beans or green beans, and you're able to buy a few extra cans here and there and to just put them up on the shelf somewhere, I would. We're just one disaster away of having a huge catastrophe on our hands just because of the way things are. We're so fragile of watching things happening in this world and around this world. We are such at a, just all it would take is just a tap of a hammer to finish a glass that's already cracked. Shortages on electrical supplies. You know, I was talking to an electrical installer the other day, and we were talking about big breaker panels because the 50,000 watt AM transmitter's in, and so we're gearing up for that, and we're looking at some things that, you know, maybe we didn't think about. And so we're looking at that, and I said, well, how much would another panel cost? And they said, well, if you ordered one today, that's what they told me. I said, if you ordered another panel with a bigger service, ordered it today, 26th of September, he said you'd see it the 26th of September, 2023. They're a year out. And he says, and that's if they can get the parts to build them. That's how fragile it is. That's where we're at in this world of the things we're living in. And it's how fragile it is. For churches that are trying to buy sound equipment. And I install sound equipment. I try to help churches do this, not on a full-time basis, but just here and there. But I've got stuff I've ordered in 2021 that I'm still waiting on in 2022. I ordered things of June 2021 sound equipment that I did not receive until July of 2022, over a year out. And I asked him, I says, what about the warranty? I said, I got other product in that I can't put in because I'm waiting on in this product. And I said, now I got product that the warranty's going away that's never been installed. See, it's just, that's where we're at. And oh, by the way, there's still a shortage of baby food. So it just shows, and oh, by the way, they're not talking about it on the news, by the way, very little. But may I say, with Hurricane Ian or Ian, I might figure out how they say that. It's going to be bad in Florida. Boy, what if we had another Katrina rip through here? What if we had another Hugo come through? I mean, I was talking to somebody today, just today, I was talking to a dear brother today, and he says, I remember Hugo. I mean, what would happen if we had one of those catastrophic storms? What would happen if we had a major ice storm in North Carolina? And by the way, it's been quite a few years since we've had one. Not saying that we're going to have one, but I just do want to remind folks, it's been quite a few years. I call those ice storms God's trimming the trees. But you know how catastrophic those are. We're very fragile. The internet's fragile. The electrical's fragile. Things are fragile. I'm not being a gloom and doom. I'm just saying, if you can and you can afford to buy extra things, I'd highly recommend it in these days. I think it'd be beneficial. We've been doing it for quite a while in our home, buying a little extra here, a little extra there, putting things up. And just so if something happens, then we could live for a little while. I mean, not forever. But we could live for a little while. So we're out of time. But I do want to say on this marvelous Monday that we're living, that pray for the folks in Florida. They look like they're definitely going to have this hurricane definitely come through. It looks like it's going to probably come up the coast. If it tracks north, then it's going to impact us more. The further out into the east, the less our impact is. And the model has been going back and forth. And I think we'll have a much clearer picture as tomorrow and Wednesday as it comes into the Gulf of Mexico. If it slows down, if it speeds up, what's going to happen, where it's going to go. And, you know, hurricanes, they're so unpredictable sometimes. But with technology, it seems like we're getting a little bit better of trying to predict where they're going. But I will say, just try to get ready, just in case. This may be a prelude or a place where we can get ready for maybe the next major storm. Well, again, it's good to be with you. We got a lot to pray about. Pray for those that are bereaved, and we got some folks in our community that are bereaved. Pastor Ricky Rackley's homegoing, his funeral service is going to be tomorrow at 2:00. And pray there will be some folks there for that service. And we do pray for the Rackley family, have been. Also, pray for others that are facing the COVID. I know you all don't like that word, but there is an influx of COVID again, and we're seeing more and more. Matter of fact, they're in another wave over the European nations right now. And usually it's about 4 weeks when they go through a wave. It usually takes about 4 weeks for it to hit here. Don't know if it's still BA5. I don't know if it's a new strain. There is two new strains out, but there is another surge coming. So just be ready. And for that, I know people are ready to get back to normal. I understand that. I mean, we're there. And I don't fault anybody for that. But just want to let folks know that it is still, we could probably see another surge here in about 4 more weeks coming. And I know a lot of folks have just went through some. Then also, would you pray for some folks that I know that are dealing with cancer? And we've been praying for them. We're asking God to touch and intervene in their life, and that God would do a great work. I've been praying that God would just absolutely heal some folks and do a work there. Pray for our nation. Pray for this upcoming election. I know that our answer is not in politics. I do know that. The answer to this great nation is our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He's the only answer to our problems. He's the only one that can fix our land. But it's going to take us going back to him. And so would you pray for our land? And then also, would you pray that the Lord of the harvest would send laborers into his field? I've been bearing down on that myself personally, as God has challenged me with that verse. Pray ye therefore that the Lord of the harvest would send laborers into his harvest. Well, the Bible says, if we will pray, then he'll do the rest. If you go read that verse, he said, pray, and then he would send laborers forth. So all we've got to do is pray. But just be ready that God may send you. And so would you pray that God would send somebody? There is such a field out here, and out, especially from the west of Mississippi, the Mississippi River, there is a destitute of laborers out west. Well, let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, again, we love you. We adore you. We appreciate you. And we're very grateful for this good day you've given us. And Lord, we pray for that you would take our prayers of thanksgiving. Lord, we thank you for the good services over the weekend. Lord, we've heard of some services and how you moved and how you stirred your people. God, I thank you for just touching the meeting at Georgetown. God, I pray that you just bless that meeting and endeavor there. And God, that you just help him and Brother Jacob and Brian Coates and use them greatly and touch the hearts of your people. Lord, I pray that some folks will attend the meeting there in Georgetown Baptist Church. Lord, for other meetings that are going on this week and some camp meetings and different things of that nature, Lord, I'd ask that you'd move in these services. Thank you for the souls you've saved over the weekend, not just here in Deming, New Mexico, but God, no doubt you've saved folks across America. You've saved folks in the international realm of different areas. And Lord, I'm so glad that you're still saving souls, and Lord, that you're well able to do that, that you are able to do. But Lord, as we come to you, we ask that you touch the people that are dealing with cancer, heart problems, physical infirmities, those that are dealing with bereavement, loss of loved ones. Lord God, I pray that you'd comfort them in these days and that you'd show yourself mighty in their life. Lord, I'd ask that you'd forgive us of our great sins and tragedies we've committed against thee and our nation. God, I'd pray that you'd touch our country, not that we deserve it, but Lord, we do desire it. Help us, I pray, in the days ahead. Be with our listening audience this evening. Bless them, I pray. Thank you for every one of them. Bless their homes, their family, their children, and their grandchildren. And save those, God, I do pray, that are lost. And Lord, we do pray that you'd send laborers into the field. We love you, Lord, because you first loved us. And we ask it in thy name. Amen and amen. Have a great evening. Lord willing, we'll be back here with you on Wednesday and Thursday, but I'll be in the studio. Hope you have a wonderful and a blessed evening.